Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The CZU Lightning Complex is burning still in Santa Cruz and San Mateo counties this morning. The fire surrounding Big Basin Park is 19% contained. 124 square miles have burned as of last night. Firefighters, also hard-pressed by some of the largest wildfires in our history, are scrambling to take advantage of cooler weather and reinforcements as they carve and burn containment lines around the flames. This report from Vacaville: progress was made yesterday in three major battle blazes around the Bay Area. Cal Fire says it's cooler and more humid weather in the morning and evening is expected to be the pattern through Friday. The blazes have killed at least seven people and burned more than 1,300 homes. The LNU Lightning Complex continues to burn in Napa, Lake, Yolo, Sonoma counties as well. 557 square miles have burned. The fire is now 33% contained as of this morning. And right now, the SCU Lightning Complex of fires is still burning in multiple locations in Santa Clara, Alameda, Contra Costa, San Joaquin, Merced, and Stanislaus counties. 572 square miles have burned. As of 7:30 this morning, the fire is 25% contained. California wildfire has destroyed a sanctuary for the endangered California condor, and fates of several condors, including a chick, remain unknown. A blaze last week destroyed the sanctuary in Big Sur that since 1997 has been used to release captive-bred condors into the wild. Kelly Sorensen, the executive director of the group that runs the facility, tells the San Jose Mercury News that there weren't any people or condors at the facility when it burned, but it's unclear what happened to the five condors in the area, including a four-month-old chick that was in a nest nearby and is too young to fly. California is witnessing some of the largest fires in its history, and Cap Radio's Ezra David Romero reports a new study suggests these fires could linger deeper into autumn season in the years to come.
California has experienced 3 years of big fires, including many occurring in the fall. Stanford climate scientist Michael Goss wanted to know if the dry and hot conditions that create mega fires are becoming more normal later in the year. What he found surprised him. Since 1980, the number of days that are perfect for a fire to start in the fall jumped from 4 to 12 statewide.
They're going to get worse. It could be that we're going to see more seasons where we have multiple large wildfires across the state of California.
Goss says the number of days that pose a wildfire risk will likely grow, even if carbon emissions are curbed. But he says individuals and policymakers still can take action to limit how often megafires strike. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
Classes are back in session this week in the San Francisco Unified School District, and they're all being conducted online for now. But the Central Valley, there's some resistance to that idea, and yesterday a judge refused to immediately order classrooms closed at a private school that has defied state and local health orders aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. KALW's Ben Trefney reports.
Emmanuel Schools in Reedley reopened its campus on August 13th. News reports showed students without masks and not practicing social distancing. Fresno County health officials had argued that the school is threatening the health and safety of students, faculty, and community, but a Superior Court judge denied their request for a temporary injunction barring in-class instruction, although another hearing is set for next month. Emmanuel Schools offers kindergarten through 12th grade classes on a single campus. The private Christian school has about 600 students. It said in a statement, quote, "We have seen firsthand the importance of having school on campus based on the excitement of our students and communication with our families, while also not having a single COVID-related illness," unquote. Fresno is one of nearly 40 counties on a state monitoring list because of rising COVID-19 infection rates. The county was added to the list on June 8th. It has a higher rate of positive tests coming back than the state average and has reported 191 deaths. And health officials have barred in-person learning until the county is off the list for 14 straight days. The school is suing Governor Gavin Newsom and the state health director over the health order. Prior to yesterday's hearing, the Fresno Bee reported about 450 students, staff, and community members came out to show their support and few wore facial coverings or stayed 6 feet apart from each other, per general safety recommendations. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.
George Floyd's killing by a Minnesota officer spurned momentum for a slew of police reform bills in the California legislature. CAP Radio's Nicole Nixon looks at a few of the proposals lawmakers will consider during their final days in session.
As protests over George Floyd's death broke out across the country earlier this summer, some demonstrators reported injuries from rubber bullets fired by police. Leslie Furcron was one of them. A video of the San Diego area grandmother went viral after she was shot in the face by a beanbag pellet, and not the kind of beanbag you play with.
This was a small bag of fabric filled with lead pellets fired out of a shotgun. I will never forget the pain in my head. It felt like I was on fire.
A bill by Assemblywoman Lorena Gonzalez would restrict police from using tear gas, rubber bullets, and other crowd control measures during protests. It's one of a handful that have made it to the floor for a final vote this week. Other bills look to ban certain chokeholds and decertify police officers convicted of crimes or charged with misconduct. But some of these proposals face resistance from police unions. This week, three of the state's largest law enforcement advocacy groups urged lawmakers to hit pause on the decertification bill, saying it needs more time in vetting, which is difficult during the busy final week of the session. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.